This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, not getting killed on the mentions. That's good. That's good.
Why would you have gotten killed?
Because you tell people bad. It's not bad news. It's not bad news. It's good news. It's good stuff. He plays well. Just, you know, when you... I don't know. That whole conversation we had yesterday about, if you change your mind, you're talking about this after a win. Yeah, I talk about it after a win. And they're 4-0 right now, and that's great. It's not about giving up on guys. It's not about getting rid of guys. It's about getting better. The Knicks showed you, and I think that it was case in point last night. I'm going to get back to the Browns here in a second, but it was case in point last night. They're a really good basketball team, and they know that their ceiling is just so high, and they want to get to the same ceiling as the Boston Celtics. That's why they made that move this offseason. The Cavs, they have to know in their heart of hearts their ceiling is only this high. And they want to get up to the same level. You're going to have to do something at some point. And the only way you can do it is if one of these guys, who is not Donovan Mitchell or not Evan Mobley, you are not moving on from either of those, if one of the other guys plays exceedingly well. So if Darius Garland plays exceedingly well, he either A, plays well enough where he is untouchable again, which is a possibility, or B, plays well enough to entice another team that wants to build that they can give you a wing and that they can take him, which is a very difficult thing to ask, but is where we're at.
I don't think it's a negative. I think
it's not a negative.
The one thing that the team is obviously banking on by bringing everybody back and just by changing the coach is that they do have a good core. They have a strong core. Now, we've seen plenty of strong cores get broken up. The Boston Celtics have done that a few times. They've retooled their amazing 50-plus win annual core like four times over the last 10 years. So just winning 50 games doesn't mean you just keep the players the same no matter what. You have to figure out what you can do in the postseason. And a big part of what the Cavs are doing is banking on the young players continuing to get better, and obviously Evan Mobley going to a whole nother level,
yeah.
Which he really hasn't yet this season. He looked great in the opener, but he's taken one more shot a game than before. His 3-point attempts are right where they were, you know, kind of in the last 2 months of last year. So none of that has dramatically changed.
Now let's get to the phones and Davey, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. He's from Cleveland. And what? Hello, Davey, you're next up on the Fan.
Yeah. How you doing today?
We're doing well. Go ahead.
I just want to say that, again, like I've been saying, Garland is too small. He's going to be a defensive liability. It showed in the game, even though he came through in the fourth quarter, you know. But as the season goes on, we're going to see. I'm still going to see this key for Mobley. He still doesn't show where he's being unlocked. He's still getting stuck when he gets down in the post. He doesn't have that mid-range game. Screw set to three, he's still too small. So we still got a lot of some issues to deal with. Talking about trying to deal with the Celtics.
Well, it's been four games, but I'll say this right now, Davey. I don't think that he's, as far as a defensive liability, I need guys who can help my offense when I get to the postseason. I have Isaac Okoro who can help out defensively. Now, that might be a laughable thing to some of you guys, but I think that that's why he got signed this offseason.
Yeah, that is.
Okay. So, I mean, these defensive guys, yeah, we'll need them in the postseason, but their names are different from Darius Garland. I can't see myself being frustrated defensively with Darius in the postseason. I think I'd be more frustrated with what he would do offensively.
Right. Well, I think my issue is the fact that what happens is a lot of these teams, they switch up on him and he get these mismatches. He's always wind up on a big.
That's true.
And this is going to wind up being like it was last year. They're going to shut him down, you know, and we're going to get what we got last year.
Well, and that's still the same. And Davey, thank you for the call. That's still why I'm definitely open to making a move during this regular season.
He compared the Cavs and their team to the Celtics. All right, if we're going to do that, everything's going to be a losing proposition for just about 27 other teams. Like, if you're comparing the Celtics right now, look, especially when they get their unicorn back healthy, they look like a perfect roster. They've got five guys in their lineup that can shoot threes at all times. They got everybody can handle the ball. Everybody can defend. And they've got guys off the bench that hit miraculous shots. Like, if you just do it that way, then why do we even play the games? So, no, I'm not going to look at it that way. Like, the goal is to gain ground. The goal is to gain ground on them and then establish, you know, kind of where you are in the pecking order with everybody else, which I think they're going to have a chance to do. I mean, they're going to, with this great start, they're going to have a chance. I mean, legitimately, they have a chance to end up with a 2 seed but in the Eastern Conference.
Are you saying the only way to gain ground is to make a trade?
Well, no. The
on the Celtics?
On the Celtics.
I think so,
well,
yes.
Well, and the Celtics, I probably could use some injuries,
but
which
you can
happen in the NBA
all
the time.
Well, I'm just trying to compare who's the last dynasty that we had, right, was the Warriors, and they did trade for Kevin Durant, but they made the coaching change first. That's how they made their initial jump, right?
They kept
their core together, and they made the coaching change. Why can't we think that that's going to happen?
I also don't want to make just any trade. I think that there have been teams in the past, and I don't know if Boston is at that level just yet. I mean, it's been one championship, but boy, they look really good, and they look like they could win a couple here. But there have been teams in the past, notably Golden State, who if you watch the Western Conference while Golden State was at their peak of their powers, there were plenty of teams that made trades that were foolish. In an effort to try to catch the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State was so good. Mm-hmm. They made owners and general managers in turn, because the owners were, they made them freak out and make foolhardy trades that made those teams worse. When a team is that good that they make other teams freak out and make them worse, that's how powerful they are, and that's why they stand at a different level from other teams in history. Now, I don't know if Boston's at that level yet, but I think a lot of us did see that, hey, there's a notable difference between Boston and a lot of other teams in the Eastern Conference. I'm sorry, Joel Embiid, if he were healthy enough to play, would probably keep Philadelphia at the level to take on Boston. There's no comparing that at all. He never has, and I don't think he ever will be, obviously. So there's no reason to make that conversation. You can compete with Philadelphia. You can compete with New York. You can compete with Milwaukee's a mess right now, as you say. But your goal is to compete with Boston. That's why New York made the move that they made.
Yeah, the only way, like when we went into the offseason and we looked at the way, you know, the Jared Allen extension went, we're like, well, that's interesting. They could trade him before the deadline. The timing is such that they could with his contract and the Darius stuff. I mean, that's all playoff based. You know, it's not regular season based. The Cavs have been really good with Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell in the regular season. So I expect them to continue to be really, really good. The Cavs are banking on Evan Mobley becoming such a force here in year four already. God, year four. That we create all the mismatches. We create all the problems for other teams. And so you hold out hope that that happens this year. I think it's going to happen eventually. I don't know if it's going to be this year. That's my only wonder on that. I mean, I fully assume that Evan Mobley is going to continue to get better.
We had a big conversation earlier today. And it's about this game coming up on Sunday. What was great about winning the game on this last Sunday was it was therapeutic. It made everybody feel better. It made everybody happy. It was an emotional day at the stadium. It was an emotional win for Browns fans and everybody who's been involved with the Cleveland Browns for a long time with the passing of Jim. But it also puts more pressure on this Sunday because I think for the first time ever, what you've been telling me in not so subtle terms is that Sunday is not just a must win. They're all must wins. Sunday, you have to look good. I think for a lot of folks, I have people calling me an idiot. A moron, not just in general terms, about my ideas of, hey, give me a little bit more time with the Browns. Give me until this Sunday to see whether or not they should be sellers. See whether or not, because I owe it to try to get to the playoffs. And there are so many people lining up going, you're wasting your time and you're wasting all of our time. They can't beat Kansas City. They can't beat Buffalo. They can't beat any team in the NFC that would be a real threat. You are wasting our time. We need to rebuild. The quarterback's contract is an albatross that hangs around our heads for the very next couple of years. And you said it yourself, Ken. They need to draft a quarterback in this draft class. People love Shedeur Sanders. They love Cam Ward. They like Garrett Nussmeier. You said it yourself. You should be on board with this. Why are you not saying these things? I admit, it sounds like it's a little bit out of both sides of my mouth. But that's only if they don't have a chance to do anything. The goal, as of right now, at 2-6, should be the playoffs. But I'm fighting uphill battle, and I think to a lot of people, it's not just that they have to win on Sunday. They have to look dominant doing it with Jameis Winston. They have to look good. Style points, for the first time in the show's history, I think actually matter to fans on Sunday.
Boy, that's really interesting. And this is a huge, all of a sudden, a huge game just based on everything we talk about. And I get it. Again, and I made this case kind of earlier. If you were outside of Cleveland, you'd already have eliminated the Browns. I've heard a lot of national guys already eliminate the Browns. And, you know, I think, what, percentage-wise, it was definitely single-digit, even after that win. So they've got a lot of games to make up. And looking at just the what is in front of them, and the AFC looks wide open, like in the wild card situation, but you're already staring up at a bunch of teams. Like, John Greco, earlier in the show, was talking about how, you know, this team is right there for the division. And I'm like, we're four back. When normally when you're four back after 6-7 weeks, you're done. Like you have no shot to win the division. I'm thinking wild card. I don't know if you are still of the mindset that the division's up for grabs.
No,
I do not. I don't think it is at
all. Thinking wild. I gotta crawl before I can walk. So we got to think wild card first.
Yeah. Just in looking at this team, what this team needed to go right just to have a shot to win that game, and they had no pressure. Remember, Jameis and the Browns had zero pressure. On Sunday, it was a let it all hang out game. I mean, you see that in the NFL. You see it when coaches get fired and somebody else comes and coaches the team. Remember Jeff Saturday, didn't they win their first game against the Raiders?
And Josh McDaniels. Williams.
Greg Williams in his first game. Well, this was new coordinator and new quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The season was over to all the fans. I mean, the fans and the players were feuding midweek. I'm done. I'm handing in. I'm giving away my season tickets. I'm not renewing next year. Never cheering for the Browns again after they critiqued the fans. So that they had nothing to lose the way they went out on Sunday. Well, every time you win a game and now your players are talking playoffs again, adds a little bit of pressure, right? What if Jameis comes out, throws an early interception against the Chargers? That obviously would not shock anybody. Like, it changes fundamentally, you know, the way a game is played. That game was so much fun last Sunday. We felt like we were getting assistance from every corner with all the special stuff we were talking about on Sunday.
So
they're going to need that kind of magic just to have a shot to make the wild card.
So
the rest of the year, they're going to have to do this how many more times?
You clearly disagree with me. I want to know from people who disagree with me, do they have to look good on Sunday? I say NFL games are won on the margins. There's a handful of plays. Sometimes the ball bounces your way. They're meant to be tight games because of the salary cap for a very specific reason, for your entertainment. They game it that way, so they are tight games that come down to the end. But do they have to look good Sunday for those of you who are ready to move on to 2025 and beyond? Do they have to look good on Sunday to ever have a chance to change your mind?